Malach Malach Perak Yud Tes Pasuk. Hey, Eliyahu was beneath the juniper tree in the sparse shade that it offers. Vayishka vayishan. And so he lay down and he slept. Tachas rosem echad, under the one juniper tree. Again, the stark imagery of this horizon of sand and rock. And under the single juniper tree, he sleeps fitfully. Vihine ze malach nogea bo. And suddenly there was an angel touching him. Vayomer lo kum echol. And the angel told Eliyahu, arise and eat. That's a pretty quick response. He told Hashem, take my life. Hashem instead sends a malach who tells him to have a meal. Vav vayabet, and so he looked. Vihine mirasho sav. And behold, there by his head was ugas ritzafim, a cake baked on the coals, ugas ritzafim, shows that it's of divine origin. It doesn't come from, like the ravens did, taken from a table somewhere else, but rather it is bread from the ritzpah, which is the same word for the coal that the malach takes early on in Sefer Yeshaya to purify his lips, when he also says something negative about Klal Yisrael. So it's interesting that there's a possibility of a connection there. Because Rashi brings down that connection to Yeshaya Vav Uviyado Ritzpah. So it could be that the sin, quote unquote, that Yeshaya had committed of slandering Klal Yisrael, even when we may have richly deserved to be offended. But the point of a Navi is to give Musar to the people, not to give Musar to Hashem about them. We're supposed to defend the people to Hashem to the very end. One thing about Yonah, of all the things that he did wrong, the one thing he did right, he delayed his trip to Nineveh because he was worried about the possible repercussions for the Jews who do not do tshuva so easily. So he was resisting his job for the sake of the Jewish people. That's a pretty chutzpahdik thing to do. But it's a Navi who defends the people. So the connection between Yeshaya being negative about Klal Yisrael and Eliyahu is there. If you look at Rashi, you can kind of sense the connection there. And here's a cake baked on coals, v'tzapachas moyim, and a jar of water, a flask of water, v'yochal v'yesh, then he ate and he drank, v'yosha v'yishkov. And so he then went back to sleep. The malach just said, get up and eat. So he got up and ate. So after he got up and ate, you know, the day before the tainus, you get up super early and you eat, and if there's time, you go back to sleep. You know, sorry, b'teves, in our hemisphere, you get up and eat. You might as well stay up for the day. You can have coffee by Dav Yomi before you even daven Shacharis. Here, you know, when it's a summer thing, you only have till 4:12 a.m. to eat something. So he ate something. And he lay down. Zayin vayoshev malach Hashem sheinis vayigabo. And so the malach came back. If you've ever slept in a yeshiva dorm where the veker keeps coming back for you again and again, like a snooze alarm. So the malach came back a second time and he touched him again. Vayomer kum echol. And he said, get up and eat. Ki rab mimecho hadorech, because you have a long way to go. Now, this is special divine food. He had only eaten enough cake the first time to satisfy his hunger at that moment and restore his strength because he had been without food a full day in the midbar and then lying under the juniper tree. But now the malach is telling him you need to stock up before the marathon. You got to have a lot of pasta and you got to eat the carbs. And this is special divine carbs. So it's going to stay in his stomach for an extended period of time. As we see, Ches vayakam vayochal vayishte, and he got up again, and he ate, and he drank, vayilach b'koach ha'achilo ha'hi, and he traveled on the strength, on the power of that eating, arboim yom v'arboim loyla. And of course, a very mystical Jewish number, 40 days and 40 nights, ad har ho'elokim chorev, until he arrived at the mountain of God, at Chorev. 40 days and 40 nights to Har Sinai is obviously a clear parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu not eating for 40 days and 40 nights at Har Sinai. So there's going to be a revelation of sorts, but not for the entire Jewish people here. Now, some say it took him a full 40 days to get there. Some say it was less time. Some say 40 days included the journey to and from Har Sinai, as well as the time that he was there. and he's not going to eat again until he gets back to a civilized place. So he is at Har Sinai to hear the word of God. Har Sinai was the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had spoken to Moshe from the Sinai, from the burning bush. Har Sinai was the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave divine revelation to all of Klal Yisrael and revealed the Torah to Moshe, and then given the Torah to all of us. So the fact that he is going to hear God's word because he is in despair and Hashem has a message for him, Har Chorev is the best place, especially since he was already traveling southward into the desert, the Sinai desert, south of Eretz Yisrael. And so Eliyahu is going to get a very special message, yet another event in Eliyahu's life that is legendary throughout the millennia. And that is the still small voice, as they usually translate it, as we are going to hear as we move forward, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has messages for Eliyahu, and Eliyahu's in the right place and the right state of mind to receive them.